by the way. One moment.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, John?
I'm doing excellent. I appreciate you asking. Happy Friday Eve. Made it to the weekend already almost. I can't believe where this week went. I really can't. I'm like, whoa, we'll die.
Yeah, sir. It's been a long week for me. I had a transmission go out in my everyday driver pickup. Yeah, the transmission was $4,100, and altogether it could be $7,000 to replace it.
You got to be kidding. No way. Not under warranty or anything either?
No, it's a 2015.
Of course it happens after, huh? Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Well, at least you're getting it taken care of and nothing happened wrong. I had my mother-in-law actually had her whole transmission fall out, I guess, apparently. It was pretty scary. So, I don't know. Yeah. I don't even understand how that happens, but anyhow.
Yeah. Hey,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Roy. Well, John sent over some other stuff for me here just to catch up to speed here. I see you're looking to target both residential and commercial work for about like a 15-20 mile radius. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, and I honestly really like to just stick with residential. I do commercial work.
Okay.
It's rare that it comes along, and I prefer, because the area I live in is booming construction wise. Booming. It's a pretty big city. So, yeah.
You're in the Springs, right? Is that right?
Yep.
Yes, sir. I used to live right next to the airport.
Are you guys here? Oh, you're here?
I literally just moved to Pennsylvania, actually.
Okay.
But I still have so much family and even companies that I still run out there. Yes, sir.
Why'd you move?
So my wife and I, we just had a child and everything. She wanted to be close with her family, saving for a bigger house.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was it.
Yes, sir. You already know.
Yeah, I've only been here 8 weeks.
Really? Where'd you move from?
Well, that's a good question, but I had the Canton Handyman Service. We were in Canton, Georgia. I was there a few years. And it was really nice too, man. The business is real good. I did just me and one other guy the first year. We did $230,000 in profit the first year.
Get out of here, profit! You don't hear that often when it comes to new businesses. You know, it's mostly going right back into business and all that.
Well,
excellent.
So what's the bottom line? So you guys run algorithms and different things that we're. Business can boost, et cetera. You run, websites, et cetera, right?
Yes, sir. We're a one-stop shop here. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing because John, the gentleman we spoke to earlier, he put in a lot of credits here for you. It gives you a pretty nice deal. You'll be at a 50% discounted rate for the life of you being with us. And honestly, in your area, this will do phenomenal. Especially me living there for so long too, I know for a fact it'll do really good. I just want to make sure we target the right areas and zip codes if you wanted to. Let's just put it this way. Everyone's on their phone in that area, looking for things through their phone. 100%. I don't care what anyone says. Like, you look out the window right now, people are on their phone looking for somewhere to eat or, you know, a service. It's just a thing.
I don't have to tell you, this place is booming, man. It's off the hook.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it really is. So
everything, like I said, the Camp Georgia was really, really nice. It was really good. And I got a friend that was here. That's why I came here. And he said, "Roy, I'm telling you, this is a contractor's dream."
It really is. It really is. I mean, I don't want you thinking it's because, like, I'm the guy on the phone here, but living there, I'm telling you, you made a really good decision. Anywho, let me ask you this. Let me start with this, though, Roy, because I did see you have two different businesses. Is it the same, is it actually two different businesses, or is it, like, one business that does multiple things? Talk to me about that.
I have Canton Handyman Service that I brought with me. I want to keep that because I'd like to keep several men. I'd like to keep, I have one right now, I'd like to keep him busy doing the handyman stuff, and I'd like to eventually graduate to possibly four. And,
okay.
And then RD, I have R and D construction that I just started, but I've actually been doing that since 1998. I'm a custom home builder, and I already have three. Yeah, I'm 50. I'll be 58 in August, man. I'm a third generation builder, so I've been doing this my entire life.
You're gonna do really well over there.
Yeah, I have three homes to build right now, and we're waiting on escrow to land. We divided up 75 acres. And you know where the Black Forest area is?
Yes, sir.
Just outside of the Black Forest, we've got 75 acres we're dividing up into 5 acres. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is going to do very well for you. So here's the thing. Actually, just hearing that, I'll be able to even help you out even further, more than what Jim was talking about before too. Because if you have multiple businesses, here, let's start with pricing here, okay? Because it comes with the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I'd like to concentrate on Camp Handyman Service, because R&D Construction, I'm going to basically do that privately because I don't want to bring in banks, other people, and everything. But I already have a couple customers, but I'm going to keep it on a private level. It's just custom home, so I won't need no business. I don't need no website, all that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll keep it on the low for now. I mean, I think you're on the right track, just saying that too. How about this? You know, because the pricing for this is at $249 month to month. No contracts, no pay-per-lead, call, job, click, nothing like that. Of course, I'll go over everything that includes. There is a one-time setup fee of $99. So your initial investment getting started today is at $348. But again, month to month, it always stays at $249. Now, if you decide later down the road you would like to spread your wings and it's doing very well for you, like, hey, I would like to add my other businesses to that, let me know. I'll make sure that you're not doing an extra setup fee on top of that. So that way you're saving a little more money as well too. All right. So that we can do. I'll even put in the notes on the account, making sure that we keep to our promise on that, okay? Now, Roy, we'll make sure that all included, you get your 60 different directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all that. Of course, your keywords, you can modify those keywords on Google anytime you want. We give you an account management team that's open Monday through Friday to help you out, run new promotions. That way you can focus more at the job at hand rather than on the back end trying to add a picture or anything like that, okay? Now, we'll also develop a Facebook business page for you, because we use target marketing ads for customers that don't reach out to you through Google or through the directories. So this is where I say this is going to do really well for you. Let's say a customer's in that area. They look up handyman services nearby. They see your business, but they don't call you. If they go on their Facebook after that, your ads begin to appear on their feed with the click to call you directly from there. Okay. Now, I like to look at it this way, Roy. Because I have so many friends and family members still in Colorado Springs, and they see those ads, and they hate it because they love it, right? Because they're like, man, this is exactly what I'm looking for. Does that mean they click on that to call you? No. Sometimes they're just like, all right, let me go on my phone, give that number a call. Like, so
yep.
I don't want you thinking like, oh, they're going to call me straight from Facebook. No, it's just that target marketing that really works.
I think what I've learned from my own personal experience, because like I said, I've been at this a long time. And I want a plumber, man. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna voice search plumber or pull that Google and punch in Google and see who pops up, and I'm gonna call I'll call three or four people on there.
Yes, sir.
It's the same thing with the Canton Handyman. It's the same way. And people see ads on Facebook, and sometimes they go to that. They go to Andy Lee's. They go to all the little deals like that, they'll go to those sites and because they might have previously used them, next door, etc. And I've got a lot of them because in Kent, Georgia, I had a business partner and he was a big time CEO for a Fortune 500 company, and me and him went business together. He handled the office part, and, man, he had us on all that stuff, man. And two Julys ago, man, I did 64 estimates in the month of July and worked for an 8-hour day. Yeah, I did one in the morning, one in the evening. Yep.
Get it. All right. Well, Roy, then you already know the value behind this because that's exactly what we do.
$350 today, you guys would put me on every platform that you guys possibly can, Facebook, et cetera, and get that Google listing higher on the when people pull up Google for a handyman, painter, et cetera, stuff like that. Is that what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. We make sure so we get you verified through Google.
After today.
Great question. So I was actually just going to go right into that. So far as your time length breakdown. So very first thing is Google has to verify you, right? We make sure that expedite that is for this business in Colorado.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm on.
Okay, let me.
No, I'm on there. I've been here 8 weeks, and I just moved. All I did was re-verify it, and then when they sent you the little.
Pin number.
I like.
Yeah.
And yeah, with verification number, and then you type it in on the because I have a Google app on my phone for business and assessment. Yeah.
Beautiful. I see you. Yes, sir. All right. So that's even faster,
all my previous pictures, all that stuff, it's on there. And when it first got verified, I was like number 3 on the list, and it's dropped down. For whatever reason, you know how that is, the algorithm.
Yeah. It'll always move. Just remember this, okay? I don't care it'll always move. And it's because it's not how much money you spend. It's about that traffic and reviews. And so some days people might be clicking on you more. Some people might be clicking somewhere else, you know? So, but we always want to keep you on that first page because 90% of the revenue is capitalized right there. So you're doing well. You just got to make sure you're being found for all the services that you provide. We'll go over that now. But our average, when customers don't have their verification, they don't have any web presence, we get them up there in the first 30 to 45 days. That's how fast we move, right? Your ads and everything like that, your directories. So your directories get done in the first 5 to 7 days with your actual tracking system. So you'll be able to see everything for yourself within the first 5 to 7 days. In the first 7 to 14 days, we get your website completed and all of your Facebook ads as well, too. So already, you're already seeing the results from that already. Okay.
So the first month I'm gonna notice a significant change and have you guys will do a website for me.
Yes, sir. Just if I'm gonna give you the best advice, please don't take it with a grain of salt. Please communicate with our technician team. That's what they're there for. Utilize them. You don't like a color, you don't like a picture, or you want to change something out. Communicate with them. Let them know. They'll go ahead and take care of that for you. If you don't tell them anything, they think that it's working very well for you, and that's it. You know, they keep it that way, right? So we don't want that.
No contact work with me, and that won't be no additional charges. I'll do $350 today, and then $250 a month for from now on. And that
correct, yes, sir. And it'll always be on the first of every month. You got it. And I'm going to stay on the phone with you after payment today, Roy, because this is my promise to you. It's the only promise I make. I'm going to stay on the phone with you after payment so you can see everything on invoice through email and through text so that way you feel very comfortable about everything. If you have questions, concerns, you ask away. All right? So, Roy, how do you spell your last name?
Staggs. S-T is in Timothy. A-G-G-S. Roy Staggs.
All right. Perfect. And you said Royce, right? With R-O-Y-C-E?
It's R-O-Y.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's my, you'll be the only other person I know besides my my nephew, his name is Royce. All right. And Roy, what's the best email I could send that invoice to?
The R-O-Y, D is in David, E is in Eric, so that's RoyD777@gmail.com.
RoyD777@gmail.com. Nice and easy. All right. Absolutely. And is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 2312? Okay. Yep. What about for your customers? Do you want them to reach out to the same phone number or a different phone number, though?
Yeah, for now, same phone number.
Okay, perfect. And I want to make sure. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's all right.
All right. So I have to, this part is for Google. I have to make sure everything is aligned with Google. If not, things can get messy. So I have the business name is Canton Handyman Service. Business address. I have to have a physical address online here. Does not mean we have to show it online on Google, but we have to have it on file for them. What's the address we could have there?
Yeah, it's already on file. It's 11150. U.S. Highway 24, Dayton, Colorado, 80831.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, awesome. All right. And then
you know what? Hey, hang tight. I let me look at something here. I think it's Falcon.
The show's online.
Yeah. Falcon. Yeah. Because, hey, it's weird because sometimes I get show. It automatically comes to me. It says Peyton. Sometimes it says Falcon, but it's Falcon.
Okay, so it's a weird thing. And this is how you know I'm. I used to live there. It is the same darn thing. But like for some reason, when it puts it on the computers, they do one way, and then when you're living there, through mailing, it's another. Sometimes I don't know how to explain it. But I want to make sure it's the same zip code 80831. Yeah. Strange as anything.
Yep. I think it's because it's like on the borderline, you know?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yep.
Here, let me do this, though. I'm going to put that there. How? Okay, cool. So I want to make sure we set up a technician call. That way you're introduced to our tech guys because you'll be talking with them 99% of the time from here on out afterwards, okay? I want to make sure that everything runs smooth. They talk about the website. They talk about your Facebook ads, all of it. So make sure you have pictures and stuff ready for them, okay?
Yep.
Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
Anytime tomorrow. The earlier, the better.
Earlier, the better? Okay. I could do early as like 9 a.m. Does that work for you?
Yep. Yes, it does.
All right. 9 a.m. it is. Let's put that. I'm going to lock that in right now. Give me just a second. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you and our technician team the same email as a Google invite. That way, just got to hit yes on your side, and they'll hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. Okay?
Hey.
A second here. Boom. Okay. I'm sending it over to you right now. Let me know you got it.
On the email?
You got it. Yes, sir. And I'm going to set up a reminder for them, too.
Yeah, invitation from unknown sender, local flash, Roy, June 2nd, 2023, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Yes, sir. There it is.
Okay. That'll work.
Awesome. Yep. Just got to hit yes on your side. It'll come through, and so that way I can see that the technicians will be able to see it. And then I'm putting a reminder for them right now. 2 seconds. Okay, there it is.
Okay, I should have went through. I said it.
Okay, let me see here. I'll wait for that to come through. And then also...
I went ahead and I'm downloading it right now. That's a good idea. I've been needing that.
Yes, sir.
I actually left Georgia, about 9 months ago, and, man, without my business partner, man, boy, I've missed out, man. I like the field and, you know, the construction end, not the business end, so I've been doing everything on my own.
Gotcha. Man, and that's rough too, because, you know, you kind of, like, yeah, I don't even have to go dive into that, but.
Yeah, let's get that.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, at least you have a team behind you now to help you out and take care of this load off your shoulders in the back end and stuff, seriously, so
utilize them. I did this about 8 months ago when I split the business up, And I paid these people $800, and they built a beautiful website, and they were supposed to, the deal was they were, and then I gave them X amount of dollars every month, and they were, they, like I said, they built a beautiful website, and they were supposed to have a, you know, someone that answers the phone, and that, there was a different phone number for their end than the actual Canton Handyman Service phone number, so when it came up on the ads that they had, then they'd call their office, and they'd take the request from the customers, potential customer, and then they refer to me. And then after about 3 months, I was like, man, we hadn't got nothing, you know, that not one phone call. So my wife called that number. We never tried it. We called the number, and guess what? My phone rang.
And what the heck?
Man, yeah, it was a scam. They did a beautiful website.
God.
Yep.
And that's so crazy.
I paid them $800 down. So I think it went 3 months. At about $200 to $300 a month, so about $1,500 to $1,800, right at $2,000, yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, for nothing, man. Yeah.
Dang. I'm sorry to hear that, man.
It happens.
I'm
real worried.
Actually, I'm glad you brought this part up because even after our voice verification part, what I'm going to do is we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, you know, anytime we call in, you know it's us because we'll ask that security question, and we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it, right? Just don't forget your own answer. We have had calls from customers saying that, hey, did you call us to ask for more money? And that's not us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we want to make sure well protected, man. All right, we'll go over that.
So I get called about once a week from a Google representative, and people tell me, your business is not online. We need to re-verify it. We need $250, et cetera. And, that happens about once, sometimes twice or more a week.
Wow.
My wife's in Bakersfield right now. It's Saturday. We have it scheduled for the movers to move us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're from L.A. And, you know, they'll be here. Yeah, they'll be here. My wife and kids will be here. The 9th. They leave the 7th. They'll be here the 9th. And yesterday, the movers tried to strong arm me into getting $3,500 more. We already gave them a deposit. Hey, we already gave them a deposit and everything. And I spent an hour with them. I said, hey, check it out. I said, I'm not stupid. And pretty street smart. I said, they're trying to say that a 26-foot, and we got rid of everything, beds, sprayers, man, everything, just the basic stuff. And he said, well, we'll have to put someone else's stuff in the truck with yours. I said, so you're saying that we only get so much of the truck, and you're going to pick up someone else's dirty couches, possibly infested with fleas and bed bugs or whatever. And he goes, yeah. I said, you're full of crap, dude. I said, so I got all the room in the box truck at 4 feet, and you're saying that you're going to charge me $3,500 for 4 feet. He goes, well, we got to make a full truck. I said, dude, you guys should have told me that whenever we first started this. I said, that's
right.
Called strong arm. I said, you do what you got to do. I said, I'm not paying you a dime more. I said, you be there and deliver the stuff.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Oh, my God. No, thank you. That's just the wrong stuff right there. It's bad business, bad name. You know, you're just developing a worse and worse situation, period.
Hey, once that stuff gets here, man, I'm going to write some of the worst reviews you ever heard, man.
I would, too. Yep. 100%. 100%.
I got the guy on the phone that made the deal with me. He couldn't believe it. And then I got the regional manager on the phone. She's pretty ugly. And, that's her. Anyway.
He says she's oh, man. All right. Well, let's get back at this with you, man. So I want to make sure we got everything right. I looked through here, and I always want to confirm because I'm looking through on your your Google stuff here as well. I have your hours of operations Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Saturday, noon to 2. Is that still pretty accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then did you want the customers to reach out to you through phone, text, and email, or just a phone call? How would you like that?
Yeah, all that would be fine. Okay. It's better. I actually have another website that is just strictly Kent Handyman Service.
Okay.
And we can do that at a later time because I haven't really been on it, and but it's active. It's Yahoo. So let's just go with all the above.
Okay, all right. And so you want to keep that same email, the RoyD777
yeah.
Gmail? Okay,
yeah.
All right. And
later
then
I
have... Okay, yeah. Again, you're gonna get sick of me saying this then, Roy. Anytime you want to change anything up, let her text know. Okay? They'll make that change. Now, I have the target marketing areas. I'm going to put no more than 25 miles out. I think that's more than enough, especially where you're at over there. Is that pretty okay with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd go to Public Springs, but I really don't want to. And that's like, I think that's 40 miles.
Yeah. Yes, sir. The reason I actually was very familiar with the area is because of the Olympic Center and stuff over there. So I did a lot of training there. But there's lots of things to do. What was that?
I couldn't believe the Olympic Training Center was here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to get a lot. You're going to see a lot of celebrities by, the Biltmore. There's, Manitou Springs, and then you have the Broadmoor. I'm sorry, not Biltmore. The Broadmoor, around that area. So very beautiful spot to be at. Yes, sir. If you haven't been there, take a look.
I have.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I have done.
Yeah, you're going to love this spot. All right. Now, as far as payment structure, how do you accept payment from your customers? Is it cash, check, Venmo, PayPal?
Yeah, all the cash, check, Venmo,
mm-hmm.
or Zelle.
Or Zelle. I love it. Yeah, I love Zelle. Okay, and then Facebook, you already have a Facebook page? Or because I thought I saw something.
No,
I don't know. You
no,
did not yet. Okay. So the only thing...
Yes, I do. I think I might.
Right?
I do. I don't use it, though.
Okay.
I think I do, man.
Let's see here.
Yes, I do.
Right? I thought I saw that.
Yep. I do.
All right, cool. So that's good. So what I'm going to do is we're going to make sure we set those ads for that specific one. How? All right, let's go over the main stuff here. So as far as the keywords, now you can always add and modify later, but I want to make sure they start on a few things now. For the services that you offer, obviously I got handyman services, but I want to try going more detail. You never know what customers could be typing in or saying on Alexa. So you let me know. I'll type away and put them all in there for you.
Okay.
What do we got?
Sorry about that. I was writing on something. Hang tight.
Okay.
All right. okay. Since I went over there and checked Kent Handyman's Facebook, I went ahead and posted a picture. Okay, now what was he saying? I am so sorry.
No, you're good, man. All right. So far as the keywords you want to be found for the services only for right now.
Yep.
Again, you can modify it any time, but I got handyman services, remodel maybe.
Remodeling.
Okay.
I'm a kitchen and bathroom specialist.
Okay, perfect. Bathroom specialist.
Yep. Painting, exterior and interior.
Okay.
Concrete. I do a lot of concrete. I'm waiting to do. I got a huge concrete job that I had to postpone this week.
All right, there you go. Do you sidewalks, driveways, then?
Yeah, sidewalks, driveways, everything. Yeah, foundations to houses. Yeah.
Foundations. Okay. Beautiful. What else we got?
Pretty much anything with a house, I do.
Drywall. Mudding?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Expert drywall. Yep. Level 5.
Okay.
Level 5 drywall, you don't see it around here. That's where it's real slick and perfect. Everything that's protected, which is real good, man. I like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you do any type of, like, plumbing stuff as well for the housing or no?
Plumbing, electrical,
Plumbing, electrical.
Tile,
flooring,
Yep, cabinet. Hardwood, all the above.
Beautiful. I'm going to put in parentheses here that you may want to add more, just in case if something comes to mind, you're like, I need to have this in here that we didn't add. That way, when they talk to you tomorrow, they're going to go over this stuff with you, see if I misspelled anything, if you want to add anything with it, okay?
Yep.
Okay, I'm sending this to them now then, so that way they can start working on a few things as well. All right, looks good. Oh, actually, let me tell them that you have this. I'm going to put the link there. Okay, now I'll send this. Perfect. Okay, so this next part we're going to do is that voice verification I was telling you about. So I already know it's optional, but I want to do that because, you know, it's a protection for you, honestly, seriously. So, all right. Now I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning to verify it. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. If for any reason you have questions, concerns, stop me in my tracks. That's what I'm here for, okay? Ask away. And I'm going to put the pricing in there. That way you're grandfathered in. And then also I'm going to let you know how to go to cancel if that's the case maybe in the future there. Again, no cancellation fees or anything of that nature, okay? So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Canton Handyman Service.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Roy Staggs, owner.
All right. Of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And of course, you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Great. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second. So, Roy, like I said, after this recording part here, we'll set that security questions that we are not falling for any craziness out there, okay? Strictly confidential between you and us only. All right, partner, I'm going to continue here. Just want to make sure I touch base on that. All right.
And the name of this business that you all have and work with, this is Splash?
Local Splash. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Your Google Channel partner. Yes, sir. All right. Bless you. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's June 1st already. June 1st in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the first of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Now, the $348 will be today, and then the... Mm-hmm. First, $250 will be next, July 1st.
Under recording, it's $249 on July 1st. Yes, sir. And there on, always $249, never a dollar more.
So for a month right now, it's just the $348, correct?
You got it. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, I agree.
All right. Perfect. So I know you wanted to round and to make things easier to be said, but under recording here, I want to make sure it's to the T. I don't care. Yes. Every dollar counts. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
All right. And so now that we've got that part done, as far as your security question, please don't forget your own answer. I mean, you can make up any answer you want, but I don't want you locked out of your own account, okay? So security question, we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
The city I was born in.
All right. And what would that answer be?
Oakdale, O-A-K-D-A-L-E.
Oak Hill. I haven't heard anything like that before. Interesting.
Yeah, Oakdale, California.
I thought it'd be Oakdale. Have I been saying that wrong this whole time?
Oakdale. I don't know.
Get out of here. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm half Korean, half Puerto Rican, so maybe it was just my accent or something.
I have a daughter that's half Puerto Rican.
Stop, really? Oh,
yeah,
that's amazing. There you go.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Oh, I bet. Yes. Puerto Rico. There you go.
She got the olive skin and the long, the real curly hair.
Oh, wow. Oh, man, you're in trouble, bro.
Oh, happy. She's just a firecracker. Man, her mama used to try to think she could whoop me way back because my daughter's 28. And I come in from summer, man, her mama, man, she'd be drinking black velvet and think she could whip me. She'd jump on me and try to fight with me and all kinds of stuff. I'd be like, man, you need to calm down, lady. Hey, make that Puerto Rican mad if you want. Good luck.
Oh, my cheeks are hurting right now. So, Roy, on the card that we'll be using today, man, is it just a first and last name, or is there a middle initial with that?
No, it's just Roy Shags.
All right. And then I'm assuming, is it to the same billing address, the 11150?
I hope so. I think so. I think I had it changed.
Okay, if it didn't, we'll go through it. But after payment right now, I'm going to stay on the phone with you so you read through your invoice and everything, make sure everything's in there accordingly for you, okay?
Okay.
So as far as the payment method, is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. Now, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. 5143-7729-3777-9479. Expiration date 0826. And the CVC is 266.
All right. Perfect. Now, before I process any payment, I know you've been really – it says the address is not – that's because it's weird with symbols. So let's try that. Let's see here.
Yeah, I might not have changed the address yet on the
remote. That's okay. No, it's just computer stuff. You know, I put the U.S. like U.S. or U.S. like that, and it doesn't look
that
apparently.
Yeah, hopefully. Which makes, God, that'd be horrible.
Yeah. It's just weird stuff. Okay. Now, I know you've been patient with me, so you just ask for 30 seconds extra here, because I like to do a triple check, man. I want to make sure that there's no additional fees, and it's for long term. So I want to make sure that when I refresh this account and I go back in, which I'm doing right now, that pricing stays the same. There we go. All right, perfect. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348, okay? Now, you're going to receive a text and an email. Let me know whichever comes first, okay? You're going to get both, but I want to direct you so you can see your invoice down there, okay?
Good.
All right. And it's processing now.
Venmo came first.
Venmo came first, you said?
Yeah, the Venmo came first on the email.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. So in the
email, I haven't got the text yet, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, so email came first. Sorry about that. But it said Venmo. Yeah, my bad.
That's okay. In the email, there should be one that says initial invoice. Do you see that one?
Let me look. I'm not a computer guy.
You're
okay. No, I got the receipt. No, I don't see it. Not just not here. I don't see it. It says Venmo to me, local splash. Even Venmo, support.
All right, well, hang tight. I want to make sure. Yep. Hold on. Yep. I want to make sure this is there. Okay, just sent now as well. So it should say local splash initial invoice. It should be coming soon here now.
Got it. Hello, Roy. Thank you for choosing local splash.
Perfect. Awesome. Ooh. In that one. You're going to pop that one open. There's a spot towards the very top there. It'll say, click here to accept subscription terms, something like that. Do you see anything like that?
Yep. services, Google Business Profile, creation of new Google Business Profiles, management of existing, blah, 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 keyword search, category selection for profile photos, etc.
This is your breakdown.
Great. Well, that's a lot of stuff. And hey, we can do two or three of these for business. It'll be worth every dime.
Yes, sir. Hey, as promised, I'm going to stay on the phone with you. You read through it. Make sure if you have questions, concerns, I'm here for you to answer. But once you see that everything we promised and everything we discussed is in there, at the bottom, there's a spot you have to click a checkbox and then sign your name and let me know where it takes you there.
Okay, click here. Boom. Okay. Please accept the terms by clicking the checkbox. Checkbox.
Yeah, like right above it. Yeah.
Man, I'm doing it on my phone, so it's, okay. Got it. Let's see. Okay, it went through. Okay, now it took me to a website, the local splash. So username, what should I put in there?
Perfect. That's how you're done there, man. So that's how I know you did it right. Tomorrow, when our technicians call. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
So it took me to a local splash website. So they asked for putting in username and the password. What should I put
yep.
in there?
Nothing. So tomorrow, when our technicians call you,
okay.
they're going to develop that with you because that's going to be your bread and butter, man. Trust me. To see and understand
okay.
this part is how you're going to do very well. That's where you track all of your traffic from the website, your analytics, your
right.
calls, everything. Yes, sir.
That sounds good.
So,
I got an app that I use called Markate. You know, like Markate,
yeah.
but it's Mark. And dude, I do my estimates on there. It tracks my customers, my payments, and funnels the funds here and there. Invoices, man, it's super nice, man. I mean, nice.
Man, nice.
Yeah, I've
been there
doing that
cool.
for a long time, and that thing's nice. I used to have to do it by hand.
Oh, man. Technology these days, I swear, you know?
Yeah, hey, man. Used to, I get a phone call from someone, word of mouth. You know, people
yep.
knowing about me, word of mouth. I probably handed out 3,000 business cards in my life and never got no phone calls from them ever. But
yeah.
word of mouth. And, hey, I'd have to... I get a phone call, and it'd usually be on my answering machine at the house. And this is back right when cell phones were coming out. I started that business in 1998, and I had a cell phone that looked like a brick. It was huge.
Yep.
Hey, so to do the job, man, I'd have to answer, listen to the message on the machine, write down their information on a piece of paper, call them, set up an appointment, usually the next day or two, that
yep.
evening. So I come home from work, take a shower, get my new truck, head out to look at a job, spend an hour talking to him, and then I go home, write up an estimate, and if I make, because a judge told me, a lawyer, judge, a friend of mine, said, you can't make any mistakes, can't scratch nothing out. It has to be legit. So I'd go, sometimes I'd write two or three times, because I'd make a mistake by hand,
yeah.
drive back out to him,
oh.
get him to sign a fair copy off, and then get a date for, oh, it's horrifying.
Man,
yeah, I'd have 8 hours and get ready for the job.
Yep. No, I remember internet. It would take 15 minutes with that crazy sound in my ear, and then after if someone called in, it logged me off the internet. I don't know if
yep.
you know that. You know, it was
yep.
different times, man. You know.
Yep.
But anyway.
Yep. Dude, I remember we lived way out in the middle of nowhere, and so we had internet off the phone line. Yeah, it wasn't on the satellite. It was on the phone line. And you had type in http://.. Man, if you didn't have that exactly right, you wasn't getting through.
That's right. Isn't there? Every time.
Yep.
You bring me back now.
Man, I had a girlfriend that worked with me in the office on the computer and everything. And she knew everything about computers. I didn't know that. She goes, you sure do look at Pamela Anderson's website a lot.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
That was way back. That was like 2000, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Roy, I got me in tears laughing a little bit over here, no lie, about bringing me back. But so tomorrow, I want to make sure that you understand tomorrow is a very important phone call for you. They're going to call from that 877 number, okay? Not a spam call. Yep, save that number because that's the best way to contact anybody. Communication is key with everything here, okay?
All right, we'll do it, man.
All right, Roy. Good talking to you, man. Welcome to the family, sir. We're going to do well with you.
Yep, thanks for everything. I appreciate it. We'll go from there.
Anytime, man. Anytime. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.